I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This show is a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Show notes can be found on our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore2say.weebly.com. And now, on with the show. February is a month of celebrations for me. March is one of both reflection and confliction. That's because of the people in my life who celebrate birthdays in March. My mother and my ex-wife, just to name two. March is also a month that offers the best opportunity for personal growth. And that's because it's time when I put to rest most of my resentments and practice forgiveness. I like to reserve the second episode of the month to air my grievances, typically in the form of a somewhat coherent rant. I then end my groaning by articulating all that I'm grateful for. This month, I'll make a grievance to gratitude sandwich, with the grievances being the meat in the middle and the gratitude the two slices of bread. Just the other day, my brother announced on social media that his youngest son just got accepted into Temple University in Philadelphia. Now, I assume that he'll be a music major since he is more than just a typical drummer, but clearly a gifted musician as well. While there's little doubt that he would have reached this level of proficiency and accomplishment under any set of circumstances, I believe that the love and support he got from his village made the journey a little less treacherous. And for that, his mother deserves much of the praise. Now, the phrase, "it takes a village to raise a child," originates from an African proverb and conveys the message that it takes many people, the village, to provide a safe, healthy environment for children, where children are given the security they need to develop and flourish and to be able to realize their hopes and dreams. This requires an environment where children's voices are taken seriously and where multiple people, the villagers, including parents, siblings, extended family members, neighbors, teachers, professionals, community members, and policymakers, all care for the child. All these villagers may provide direct care to the children and or support the parent in looking after their children. Now, making it in music is tough. Music has more haters per capita than just about any other industry. Having the village that was built by his mother made it easier for my nephew to navigate his way around all the roadblocks that were placed in his path. Now, when he accepts his first of many Grammy Awards, I'm sure he'll give a huge shout out to that village. There's a lesser known African proverb that says that the child who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth. Essentially, it means that when a child doesn't receive the love and care they need from their community, they may resort to destructive behavior to feel seen and heard. That explains the behavior I exhibited while growing up. As I've said many times before, I never felt abused as a child. I did feel ignored, except when I acted up. It was then that I heard my mother tell me that there was nothing I couldn't do if I put my mind to it. I can laugh about it now, but I remember when I finally earned my bachelor's degree at the ripe old age of 42. After my mother told me how proud she was of my accomplishment, she then stated she thought I would have earned my doctorate degree 10 years earlier. You thought what? Well, thanks for telling me that now, Mom. But better late than never. I really could have used the cheering section as I tried to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. Now, when my son came on the scene, I was determined to shower him with praise when he succeeded. And I also vowed to be a soft place for him to land if he failed at something, provided he put in the effort. There's that adage that if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, does it make a sound? Of course it does, at least scientifically. Just because there is no one in the forest to hear the sound does not mean that the sound did not take place. If one places a tape recorder in the forest, then later plays the recording after the tree falls, then we know that the sound occurred. Metaphorically, the answer is a rousing hell no. Now, when Kenny played baseball as a youth, his rooting section was small. As loud as my support was, I couldn't compensate for the slights he faced. And it didn't help when his mother came up with the idea that him failing at something would somehow be a bad reflection on me. I'll elaborate on that in future episodes, or maybe not. Who cares? Forgiveness. But what I will say today is that from the bottom of my heart, I believe that growing up, my son was just as good at playing baseball as my nephew was at playing the drums. Now, that's a bold statement, since my nephew was rightfully considered a child prodigy. When he felt like it, I would see Kenny do things on the field that none of the other kids were capable of doing, or even thinking about doing. Now, because he didn't get all the right positive reinforcement he needed, he never lived up to his enormous potential. It wasn't until he turned 30 and his brain fully developed, these are his words, not mine, that he realized how little community support he actually got. He now appreciates me acting like an a-hole as a necessary counteraction to the silence of his village. To quote award-winning actress Julia Roberts, I just want to make a point that it's not just great teachers that sometimes shape your life. Sometimes it's the absence of great teachers that shapes your life. And being ignored can be just as good for a person as being lauded. While I'm aware that raising my child was my responsibility, it would have been nice to get the help of a village from time to time. I'm not talking about financial assistance, but maybe showing up for a game or two would have been nice. Now, Kenny played in hundreds of them, so making time to attend a couple of them here and there wouldn't have been a major impossible task, not a major imposition at all. Now, there were kids who sat on the end of the bench who had dozens of family members rooting for them, which I thought was terrific. Now, showing up could have done something to keep the daddy ball coaches honest. I noticed that having even a modest rooting section prevented youth coaches from burying kids who they felt threatened, and they felt were threatening the development of their sons and or daughters. Noticing how some children are lauded while others are ignored or taken for granted has made me sensitive to the needs of the underappreciated ones. In fact, that is my second resolution for 2024, and that is to advocate for others. Those are the ones who tend to toil in anonymity and who may end up burning down the village someday just to feel the warmth. I'm reminded of a couple of brothers I knew in a past life. I'll call the older one Sammy and the younger one Victor. Now, to the naked eye, Sammy was the golden child who could do no wrong. On the other hand, Victor appeared to be a screw-up. Upon closer examination, a different story emerged. It seemed like Sammy mastered the art of kissing up, while Victor was a fiercely loyal person who would stand up to anyone in the name of justice. In addition to being a kiss-up, Sammy was totally unwilling to get his hands dirty for anyone. He liked to call himself a neutral observer, unwilling to spend any political capital whatsoever. Once I learned the dynamics at play, I set about shining a spotlight on the goodness of Victor. Drawing from my experience with my son, I also built a village that would support Victor as he went about the business of being Victor. It took a while, but the tide swung, and people's opinions of Victor changed, and for the better. Kenny and I could have benefited from having a village to provide love, support, and encouragement. While no guarantee for success, it's worth repeating that having a village at least provides a soft place to land when one fails. But Kenny always, always had one huge advantage over me when it came to support. He always had a dad, and not just a biological father. And he honors his dad's efforts by being an even better dad to his 10-year-old daughter. Yelling, screaming, cheering, and confronting made me look like a clueless fool more than once. I know it embarrassed Kenny more than once. But I also know that behaving like that let him know that I always had his back. He's aware of that now and has told me how much he appreciated me continuing to be a village with a population of one. And he's told me that more than once. Today's quote is from American naval aviator and astronaut Walter Schirra. You don't raise heroes, you raise sons. And if you treat them like sons, they'll turn out to be heroes, even if it's just in our own eyes. Until next time, I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's much more, the number two, say.weebly.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.